safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
What up, though? Yes. And we're back, man. Welcome to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning into the show once again. So I'm going to kind of do a little something different tonight. I'm going to kind of blend shows in, mix shows up. You know what I'm saying? This is because while I have lots and lots of music that need to get illed on the show. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, when you do ill or kill, it takes the people to straggle on in 30 minutes into the show. You know what I'm saying? And then once people start calling into the show and everything getting on the line, by that time it's 8:30 or whatever. So basically, I've like wasted 30 minutes of a show just waiting for people to come on the line and start voting. Well, ladies and gents, I pretty much have a solution for that. Episode 285. Yes. What we have done this time to remedy that problem is merge two shows together. That's right. We merged two shows together for this episode of K100 Internet Radio. And what we did was, last episode, we had a show that was called The Good, Bad, and Ugly of Indie Artists, which was just last night. If you're listening to me live, if you listen to the podcast, it was the night before. You can just go back one episode on the website and find it. The website again is www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. You can also check us out at www.chainlessentertainment.com. All right. So last night, we were talking about episode 284 was Indie 101, The Good, Bad, and Ugly of Indie Artists. And that's what we were talking about. And it was a great discussion, man. I'm telling you, if you're an indie artist and you missed last night's episode, I promise you that's an episode that you really want to go back and check out. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, you won't be some stuff you may know and some stuff you may not have known. You feel me? But we had a lot of different people calling in, checking in from all over the nation, talking about the indie grind, talking about some of the fuckery that goes on with being an independent artist, some of the good advantages that you have of being an independent artist. And that's what last night's show was about. So tonight, since I don't ever want to go a week without doing Ill or Kill, because every time I do that, I end up with like way too much music backed up on me. Like right now tonight, let me tell you. Okay, last Ill or Kill, I didn't even get a chance to upload all the songs. You feel what I'm saying? Like I had so much music, I couldn't even get to people. So it's kind of like a overlap from the week before. People sent shit in like 2 weeks ago, over 2 weeks ago, and some of those are up, you know, ready to upload it now and ready to be voted on. And some of it is new stuff that may have just got sent as early as, like, you know, yesterday, or, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, I uploaded everything, every song pretty much. So if you sent music in, I got it uploaded to the system now. It's just a question of, will you be on the phone lines to make sure your shit get played? But instead of having to wait 30 minutes for enough people to get on the phone lines, and so we can start voting, we got people on the phone lines already. Shouts out to the 843-229-317-850 and 843-678 and 404 on the line already. We almost got 10 people on the line. We can go ahead and start voting immediately. But until we get about 2 or 3 more people on the phone lines, we're going to wait to hold off so we can make sure we got a nice amount of people to vote on each song. But in the meantime, in between time, while we're voting and while we're reviewing the music, we can also still continue the discussion. That's why I said part two of Ill or Kill, because there were so many good points that I didn't get a chance to bring up because the lines were literally jam-packed last night and I was trying to take calls and get everybody's opinion, man. It was just an all-around great show. But it was a lot of shit that we didn't say that I wanted to say, but it was just everybody wanted to talk, so I let them talk. But we're going to be doing Ill or Kill tonight, and you know how that works. Everybody sends me music. Artists send me in music. All right. If you want to get your music sent in, it's k100radio@gmail.com. I play it live on the air, right? And then the people vote or tell me whether it's ill or should it be killed. And, of course, you know, if he does get ill, more ills than kills, he gets put onto the Subway. The all-music rotational show here at K100 Internet Radio, all right? And, you know, I play the songs and tweet it out and tweet the playlist out and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how that works, man. Y'all know how that works. Y'all been listening to the show. Y'all been seeing the tweets. You know what it is. And so in order to get into rotation, of course, you know you have to get more ills than kills on Ill or Kill. Now, we got some new music that we got loaded up. Of course, as you know, I always load up a whole bunch of shit, but a lot of shit don't get played because motherfuckers don't call in and represent and get their people to call in and represent. Now, see what's going? You see what's happening now? Now that I tried to merge two shows, everybody want to jump on the phone lines early. You see what I'm saying? Had I not said that right there, it'd be like three people on the phone lines till 8:30, and then two more, and then everybody calling at 9 o'clock talking about, yo, can you play my shit? So, let me tell you who I do got uploaded, all right? From last week. My bad. Hey, what do you want me to do? I went on vacation. Shit. Coach Kane, Marco Pave. Marco Pave. I think it's Pave. Chronic, all right? Prince Radio Ra, who already has a song in rotation, but he has a new joint. He sent that in. Bobby Cool. Cash Committee. Who else we got here? A new one by LeVon Dash and a new one by Hustle Boy. And both of those guys are already in rotation, but they're sending me in more music. All right, Mr. Commercia, Kay Amori, Prophet 3T, Jizzle. I'm not sure what the name of this group is because this, again, somebody just sent me a song with no name attached. Just sent the MP3. It's just an MP3 with track 101. Fuck. So this song that I got, that maybe, I don't know, if you did that, make sure you open up the phone line and say, yeah, that's me, man, my bad, okay? Freak Lux, K-Sizzle, Nino, Cartier Hugo, Moolah, Summer Azul, Jay Lyric, Dom Cody, Zectionate, and my homeboy Vegas, Garcia Vegas, who already has one in rotation. But it's really, really, really old, so we'll try to make sure we get him on there. Now, that's who all sent their music. All right? And so those are the people whose music I got. Now, how many of those will get played and get reviewed tonight? I don't know. We're still waiting for a couple of people to hit the phone lines. Let me see who's already checking in real quick. 229, what up, though? Who's this?
What up? It's Cartier Fresh.
Cartier Fresh, what up? All right, see, wait, Cartier Fresh or Cartier Hugo? I got a Cartier Hugo and a Cartier Fresh. You're Cartier Fresh?
Fresh. Mr. Goldtie.
You already got ill last time, homie.
Yeah, I'm just calling in, checking in.
I thought you were calling in. Oh, you want to vote? Oh, shout out to you,
I'm
man.
Listening. Oh, yeah, man. I'm listening all night, man.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you was like, wait a minute. He already in rotation. Okay, well, appreciate you for that, homie. Let me see who else on the phone line, all right? Stand by. 843-452. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kaya Moore.
Kaya Moore. It's Amore, not Amore.
It's Amore. It's Amore.
Amore. Amore. I like it. Hey, Amore, I got your song ready, so we'll get you on here, all right? Stand by, all right?
Thank you.
All right, 843-696. Who's this?
You know who this is, man. Shout out to the other 843 called Kay Amore. That's what I'm talking about. South Carolina checking in, baby.
Oh, you know her?
No, I don't. But shoot, good to hear another 843 on the line, though.
Hey, shouts out to her, man. So, she, you know, Carolina be deep on the phone lines now, especially just a lot of Carolina artists in rotation here at K100. It's about like
yes,
six.
Yes, yes. When I added to the K100 group, Ratchet Princess, I'm going to have to link her up and tell her how to send her information in.
Yeah.
So
we got a couple of people that's from South Carolina in rotation, like Skank Dog and 44 Water and some other people. I can't think of the names off top.
But I remember saying those.
Yeah, it's a couple of them in here. All right, homie. What, you on break tonight, or you got time to hang out with me? Which one?
Hey, you know I'm on break, man.
God damn it.
I'm on break, man. But I do call in when I call in to say what's up and at least hear one song. That's about it.
Hey, get your money. I tell you what. We got seven people. This is risky. Let me ask Kay Amore.
Uh-huh.
Got eight calls on the line. You want me to go ahead and run your song so your fellow South Carolina person can hear it, too?
Chucktown.
You want to do that? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got 8 calls on the line. So basically, you can get ill. All you need is like best out of 10. So if 6 of the people on the phone line like it, then you already should go off. Right?
Okay.
Stand by. She ready to run now. Let me see what's on the line. I'm finna KL Morey. I'm gonna go ahead and set this ill kill off with her, but we still gonna engage in the discussion. 850 640, what up though? Who this?
It was good. It's Crow.
Canyon Crow, Section 8. My homie. I anticipate y'all getting ill tonight because that joint you sent me that I heard is bananas, but it's not up to me. But
I know.
I anticipate it ill though. I'm gonna go out on the limb and say that. All right. That's what's gonna happen. All right, stand by. Right.
Hey, I'm over here. I'm over here hearing your show all day, son.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. Tell everybody over there, man. They can vote. Get the phone lines. All right.
I'll do that for you.
All right, stand by. One more time. Another 843 in the building. 843-640. What up?
What's up, Blizzum?
Oh, my baby, LL. DJ LL.
What's going on?
DJ LL. My bad. Damn it, Blizzum. DJ L, okay, South Carolina's in deep in here. KL Morey is getting extremely blessed right about now. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna get ready to run her joint first, all right? You gonna vote? I know you're gonna vote on that. Here we go, okay?
Oh, you know I am. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, right now I'm gonna go ahead and play the first song. This is KL Morey, obviously representing from Carolina. Right here on K1 Internet Radio, I'm gonna play the song. You tell me, is it ill? Should it be killed? Y'all know the drill. You know how this works. Y'all tell me what you think. Let's see what she got. Run that.
Yeah.
we're back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Plenty enough people on the phones to go ahead and give me a clear-cut vote. That was KM Worry, Where Would I Be? All right? Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad if you want to vote. Let me go ahead and start at the bottom. Let's see. My homegirl.
What's up?
317. What you think, Illa Kill? Hello? 317? Uh-oh. Maybe she can't talk right now. My bad. Let me see. Let me go. I'll start at the top. Let me see. 229.
Yeah,
what you think about
work,
it? Illa Kill. Ill? Ill?
Ill.
All right. One ill. Shout out to the homie Cartier Fresh for coming back, calling back and supporting the other artists. 843. Obviously, she's going to vote herself hot. Ill or kill. Right? Ill, of course. I mean, you do get to vote on your own music. That's one of the perks of actually calling in yourself, artist. Your vote, of course, you can vote yourself. You know, give yourself an ill. So that's another good thing about calling in to the show. 843, Billy Bat. Ill or kill, homie?
You know, hey, you know I'm illing it, man. Shoot, I'm feeling that track, man.
Feeling it? It ain't just because she's from Carolina, is it? Don't lie, man. Don't lie.
Ain't because of that. I mean that's an added bonus. But you know, even if she wasn't from Carolina, you know, I still ill it. You know what I'm saying? It was a very hot track. I mean, I wonder where she'd be performing that around here.
All right, that's what's up. Another ill. Three in a row. LL. LL.
Yes.
What you think? Ill or kill?
Because I hadn't heard her music before I told her to hit you up. So this was my first time hearing it. And I have killed some artists off the fact that I couldn't really, hear them good, but I understand that, you know, and I said it before, you have to make sure everything's straight across the board because people listen to music on many different mediums now, these days, and, you know, it's got to be clear, but I'm not going to kill it, I'm going to ill it because even though I had to listen a little bit harder than I wanted to, I was able to hear the message in her music, and I love the message, and she sounds good.
Okay, so we'll give it an ill. I will, of course, agree with you and say that the mix on that could definitely be better. You know, so that's just information for the artist. And this median, right, I'm going to tell you something about this median. Just for everybody that's listening to the show, this median, it really, if it sounds good on this median, it's going to sound good in a lot more places because this median is very, internet radio is highly compressed and shows like Blog Talk shows and a lot of shows, they don't even broadcast at the highest bit depth of compression. So if it sounds good here, but it must have a good mix and a good master to do that. I had another artist last week complaining about, well, your show doesn't broadcast. I said, yeah, but you can't tell me that your music can't sound good on my show because I got 1,000 other songs that people hear and they know it's perfectly mixed and mastered and they paid money to get it done right because it sounds great on this show. Yes, it does need to sound really good. You can't get away with any kind of cheap mixing or mastering when you're doing internet radio because of the compression rate. So if artists, this is going to be where your music will get played more so than FM radio. You feel me? So actually, if it sounds good here, it's going to sound really great in other places. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you get your stuff all the way mixed down and everything and mastered. But I did understand your basic criticism. I felt the same way. Like, I like the song and the message, but the mix and mastering could be touched up. But at the end of the day, it still sounded good enough to give it an ill. You know, I understand what you're saying. Right, exactly. So that's just my information to the artist. All right, next up, let me see who else is on the line. That's four right there. 646-417, Ill or Kill for that K.O. Maury.
Yo, this slot is, I'm going to say, like you said about the quality, I ain't going to lie to you. I barely heard what she said. And it was just that killed it for me, honestly. And it was just kind of boring to the hook, at the end, she kept repeating herself. I mean, I'm not trying to kill her dream. She could sing, no offense. It's just an honesty, opinion.
Yeah,
I would have said ill, but then I just really couldn't hear her, and then it was just you gonna switch your flow up. You're an R&B artist. You could do better than that. I know she could.
Okay. So you're giving it a kill?
Yeah, I gotta give it a kill.
Okay. And what just, first of all, everybody, I mean, just in case this is somebody's got more people on the line, this is your first time calling the show is all about feedback. So it's not like, you know, giving feedback is what you don't, you're not killing anyone's dream. The show is what you really think and what you really feel. You know, if you kill a song, I'd much rather you tell me why you killed it than not. Not just, because you say, ah, fuck that, kill that shit. Like, you might, people feel like, oh, you just, you may not be feeling it because that ain't your kind of music. But if you can give me a real reason why you killed it, like you just said, she kept repeating the hook, that means you really listened to the song. It's just that, that's what you came up with. So I'd much rather tell people when they kill a song why they killed it. So that's what's up. That's the whole point of the show. If no one knows that, this is not a, oh, just because they doing good and they could be doing something else, but I'm a, they just working so hard, I'm gonna give them an ill anyway. This is Ill or Kill, the national feedback show. It's what you really feel about the song. All right, next up, Dez, what up, baby? 317 Ill or Kill.
Hey, sorry about that earlier. I actually agree with them too as well, the whole quality thing. And so I'm gonna have to kill it as well.
Okay. 2-4 though. She's winning 2-4 right now. 502-974 Ill or Kill.
What up, bruh? Be good, man.
What up? Be good?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Oh, the homie, you already in here. You in here. Yeah, you'll be on the next subway, matter of fact. What's up? Your rotation's coming up. Shouts out to you for calling into the show, though. What's up, man? Did you hear that last song?
Yeah, I got to hear the ending part of it. I heard, like, half of it, man.
Oh, what you think about it, Ill or Kill?
I mean, I feel everything everybody else saying, but I might have to Ill it because I like the message. The song
okay.
could have been done better, you feel me? But I like what she's talking about. She's saying some real stuff, so I got to Ill it.
All right. Shout out to the homie Be Good. His song, hold up, I know what it is. His song, Quit Lying to Yourself, which I actually like, is in rotation. They're going to be on the subway tomorrow. Make sure you check that out. 404-944. Yep. Ill or Kill on the KMRE song. 404? Where'd they go? Oh, shit. I lost
Put me on.
Canyon, Canyon Crow, Section 8, A50640. What you think, homie? Ill or Kill?
I think that song was ill as shit. I think just because the quality ain't as good, that just means that, you know what I'm saying, she could get better. But the song was ill. And personally, I'll tell you right now, if she shows me avenues of promotion, I'll actually record that shit myself.
Okay, that's what's up. So another ill.
For
that's
free.
That's a pretty good studio engineer on the line saying he'll record that over for you for free and get it to work right. You guys may need to hook up. That's an L. All right. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 right there. She's already pretty much ahead of the game. I'll take 1 or 2 more votes. 850-276, Ill or Kill. You liked it?
Yeah, I like that rest up. Shout out to Kill 100. I like that rest up.
All right, give it another L. I try one more, though. Another 850. 850-319, Ill or Kill. 6-4. 850-319-64. Hello? I guess they ain't ready to talk yet. Anyway, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 72. 72 for the KMRE song. All right, so... It gets ill. Let me go back up to the top. Let me holler at the artist real quick. KMRE.
I'm here.
What's up? So basically, let me make sure I turn the background music off so you can hear me good. So you basically heard what people kind of were saying about the song, and just from the standpoint of my ears, I agree with most of what they were saying about you know, the song being it could be mixed or whatever. You won people over with your message, though. You feel me? Because people were feeling the message. It is a more inspirational song. Not the first one that we have on K100 Internet Radio. We got about 3 or 4 of them that's kind of got that same message. But some of the criticisms I agree with. So if you could get it, I'm going to go ahead and put it in rotation. But if you could get it and get it, you know, better mix on it, resubmit it again. You know what I'm saying? If you could take it somewhere, because it does need a better mix and probably a better mastering job. And if
okay.
you get that, then you get that done. Send it back to me, then I swap it out. I've done that for like 2 other artists on the show already. Like their song made it, but they got criticisms on the quality of it, and then they went back and sent it back in. Because as artists, you still want to be putting your best foot forward. Just because it gets ill and gets put in the rotation, it's one thing to say, yeah, that's hot, but then it's one thing to hear your song played right after another song that's really mixed and mastered right, and then you yourself like, shit, my shit don't sound
right.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't want that anyway. I'll still put it in rotation, but you still want to put your best foot forward when you're sending in music to these shows, and if you can't get it remixed or whatever, then do that, and I'll just swap the file out for you. All right?
I appreciate it.
All right, but stay on the line and keep voting. All right, because we got a whole bunch of people to go. All right, stand by. Episode 285. Yes, is it ill? Should it be killed? And also, being Indie 101. So let me give you guys an Indie 101 tip of advice, and then we're going to get to the next song. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll go ahead and run that Section 8. We'll go ahead and run the Section 8 track. Section, you know where is Canyon Crow go? Canyon, where the hell did Canyon Crow go? I need Canyon Crow to get back on the line because I don't even know the name. It's called Section 8 Money, or is it Cash Fan Money? Okay, whatever. By the time I play it, he'll be back on the phone line. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. So 1 point, ladies and gentlemen, Indie 101. For the love of everything sacred, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're an indie artist, and you're walking around right now with a CD with your name written on it in Sharpie in a paper thing, in a paper holder, I want you to do something for me. All right? You paying attention? That's what I want you to do with that whole idea that you're about to give that to somebody. I want you to flush that shit down the toilet. Listen, man. Your presentation is everything. As an indie artist, you must invest in yourself. You cannot take the cheap route and call yourself a real professional artist. People do this shit for a living. There's people out here that's independent artists that do this for a living. Walking up to someone with a CD with your name written on it in Sharpie may seem like, man, I just want to have anything. You feel me? But a lot of times that shit ends up being a coaster and a frisbee or some shit. They just fucking, I don't know what they do with that shit. I know I throw them away. Only because it's. It's really simple. Presentation and everything. If I come up and I've got my stuff graphic design done with a nice professional press on the CD, even if it's a mixtape with the shiny, with the black ink or whatever, if I get five of those in yours and I only got time to listen to one, maybe two CD, guess which one I absolutely am not finna put into the motherfucking deck. You guessed it. Take your time. You ain't, unless you got fucking cancer and you dying in 6 months or some shit, or even worse, that package. Hope you don't got that, but still, the whole point is there is no rush, all right? First impression is the last impression. I know that's not the first time you heard that shit, okay? Use your common sense. Just because you want to have something on deck, you might actually burn a connect quicker than you think, because that's what they're going to think. You think of yourself and your music. You just think anything of it. I just put whatever out here, man. I'm just trying to get a couple dollars off this shit. And then motherfuckers gonna get either A, if you're trying to get money off of, nigga, I'm definitely not buying your CD with your handwritten, fucking Sharpie written shit on it. Nigga, you're not that serious. You ain't even ready. You ain't even putting enough money in there for me to give you this money. I don't give a fuck what it sound like. I'm not listening to it. And you'll be surprised how many people in the industry feel the same way. Way more than not. Indie 101. Packaging and everything. Get your shit done right. If you're doing a mixtape, you ain't got to go to disc makers to get a mixtape done, but you do need to get a professional graphic design. Do not take the cheap route on your graphics. Spend some fucking money. Go out, get a real photographer who really, not your shit you shot on your fucking camera phone, on your iPhone, using it for your fucking graphic design. I don't know how many times I can say this and say this and say this, but I'm going to go out tonight to an open mic. And I'm going to be talking to people in networking when I leave here. And I guarantee you, I get at least five of those. I do every time I go. No matter what I preach and no matter what I say on the show. Because maybe they never heard this. Maybe nobody never told them. Because in their brain, somebody done told them, man, you need to go. You need to at least have something in your hand. Fuck that. Sometimes something in your hand can actually be worse than nothing in your goddamn hand. If that's the case, just get a motherfucker contact and Twitter and shit if you ain't got that money. And goddamn send them an MP3. And let them check out the music that way. Connect with them like that. But don't just give them any motherfucking thing. That is utterly counterproductive to your goal. I cannot stress this shit enough. And I'm going to keep saying it every time I have a show like this, because I keep getting the goddamn CDs like that. stop the madness. Okay, back to Illa Kill. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. LL is laughing at me on Twitter, but she knows. She knows. She knows. Don't you, LL?
Yes, but I am laughing my butt off. You is going in again.
Just saying. Maybe because sometimes motherfuckers, you gotta tell a motherfucker outright. Look, man, this is the fucking business, homie. What the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've never done that, and I know my thing is I've never done that. You know me? I've been a professional. The first project I dropped, motherfucker, had that shit professionally packaged up, and I've been doing it ever since. I done spent money on my career, but a lot of people feel like that shit is that's crazy, man. You spending all this motherfucking money, whatever, but that's why I got more fans than you, and that's why you fade to black, and that's why nobody wants to give you opportunity, and everybody thinks you're not serious, and you still want the right man. That whole notion of you got to have something in your hand, I'm telling you, it will burn you more times than you think if you got the wrong shit in your hand. Period.
You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. Be careful how you present yourself to people.
Okay.
That is going to determine where you're going anywhere in this industry. I mean, it's common sense, though. Look at the videos, right? Look at the videos. In any video, do you see anybody looking raggedy? Do you see their product looking raggedy in any aspect? No. So you
right.
go over the top with dope product as well. If you're trying to make it to the videos, your CD need to look like it already got like 8 major directors trying to get a spot to film your shit.
Right, exactly. All right, stand by. Let me go ahead and get back to Illa Kill. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I just had to get that off my chest. Okay. Indy 101. All right, so we got Cartier Fresh. Not Cartier Fresh. Cartier Hugo. Let me see who all retweeting me and everything. Zexion 8 is finna get played right now, but let me see who's retweeting me. See, Don Cody, we got his music, all right? A couple other more people. So we got this, let's see, we already did hers. Okay, so we got a couple people that's retweeting me and doing what they're supposed to do. We got enough people that we're gonna be playing a lot of music. Next up, let me stop the music. Zexion 8, representing 850, the Bang & Bae. Got a new joint. The name... I tried. Where the hell is Canyon Crow? Where's Canyon Crow? I don't know if he's doing it. Anyway, Zexion 8. I think the name of it is Zexion 8 Money. Zexion 8. Anyway, but the name of them is Zexion 8. But in it, I put Zexion 8. All right. I think that's the name of it. Zexion 8 or Cash Family Money. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, this is the joint, and then I'll find out the name after the fact. Tell me, is it L? Should it be killed? Right here on K1's Internet Radio.
You're listening to music.
That's gonna sound so dope. It's gonna be like a radio sound.
Yes, we are. 4 a.m. LAX. Yankee fitted my slippers on, and that flight was cold, but I'm signing checks. Hard work, we tryna hold that feeling. But truth is, it's all about that money. Money and the power. Hard top for the crew, 6 feet drop top for the honey. 20 years old with a cup full of liquor. You'd have figured that a nigga would've thought twice. But I don't give a fuck right now, cause the team next to me and the bitches here all night. You sure they wanna pop right now. Sell a dream to it like it's hot right now. 2 for 5, so baby, cop and go. But you can tell your friends we in the spot right now. To move like you got a couple reasons. Bandcamp money, baby, feel it in the season. Said you wanna roll with the clip, so we leaving. Sunroof breathing, kill it for the weekend. Nothing on top but the flow. Hustle to remain on top for the dough. Used to kick it on the stoop, now I'm running till I'm rolling. The James Bond coupe double low, let's go.
Push rolling, blow it to the ceiling. All this money, nigga, don't you love the feeling? Maggie told me just do it, so we overdid it.
Real low at the bags check. Red Solero like the devil's palms. Had white girl blowing kush out the bomb.
And this the same white chick that I had in Milan. Walk around with Saran, she wearing a thong. Call all the breeder cause of apple bomb. Story this stuff a coke in a carry on.
If you knew better, you do better. Steam the broccoli, then talk that cheddar. It satisfies my appetite pluck that chicken out. That's what up.
The kush lit, the mandolin, and here for marijuana cheese. Fuck Captain Planet. Way too lavish, eat a durable average. Another Section 8 homer, check my season average.
I park, playing the field. For you, she won't.
Section H, you will. Go and get that bag off. Bought the profit back, then I cop the field. Blue light, red light district. She mouth and cuffed up this dick. I pop the pill, this shit got real. Not go pay crow a visit. Bitch!
Push rolling, blow it to the ceiling. All this money, nigga. Don't you love the feeling? Maggie told me just do it, so we overdid it. Section 8 money, niggas know the business. Push rolling, blow it to the ceiling. All this money, nigga. Don't you love the feeling? Maggie told me just do it, so we overdid it.
I pivot off the living Falconet.
Oh, my bad. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes. Okay. LL, my bad. I'm starting at the top. My microphone was off.
Yeah.
All right. So, start at the top. LL, ill or kill for Section 8?
I'm going to ill it.
Give him the ill? All right. Next up, 646-417. Ill or kill?
I'm an ill. That was all right. That was all right.
All right, ill. Jazz, what up, baby? 317, ill or kill? Hello?
Yeah.
Giving it an ill or kill?
Ill.
Ill?
Yeah.
All right, ill. 502-974, ill or kill?
Got to ill that, mine.
Ill that. The homie Fly Diz says ill. Right, that's you, Fly Diz, ain't it?
Hell no. Be good.
Oh, Be Good. My bad. Be Good is 502. Let me type your name in. Hold up. I got it now. Be Good. I can type your name in, but I be being lazy trying to remember numbers and shit. My bad. Shit, nigga. He gave it an ill. 850-348. Ill or kill for the Section 8 joint.
Ill.
Ill. It might go ill all the way down. Will it go ill all the way down? 843-452, ill or kill, K.O. Mori.
You heard me?
I was
like, ill.
The verses are a little exotic.
K.O. Mori.
I definitely got to ill it.
Giving it an ill? All right. Well, that's enough to win right there, but I'm pretty sure he wants to just keep going, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure Canyon does. 330-519, ill or kill for that Section 8 joint.
I say ill, fam. It's all good with me.
All right, ill. Yes, it's pretty much going to make it across the board. Cartier, what up, homie? Ill or kill?
I'm going to ill that, homie.
Ill. Damn it, man. All the way across the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Two more. Can he go all the way across the board? Will Section 8 be unkilled? I think that's the right word. 646. Y'all come to this line already. 646, ill or kill?
Yeah, you came to me already, but how you going to call somebody else my own name? Bless them? Come on, boy.
Look, I got 15 numbers, and what you want me to do? Okay, y'all ready. Hold on. 850-348-0225. Yep.
Yeah, you came to me already.
Hey, over there, listen to the show and shit. You hear them all? Listen to the show, not listen to the phone. Not the phone. Watch this. 850-348-02. What up? Forget it. Pull your crow.
What up?
You got ills across the board, man. Y'all good. What is the name of the damn song, please?
It's called Section 8 Cash Family Business, but, you know, we try to shorten it, so we call it Z8 Biz, so that, you know, people, it's real easier to release out the mouth.
All right, Z8 Biz, right?
Yeah.
All right, Z8 Biz. Okay. So now I got it. So, Kenya Crow, you know what it is, man. You going to
Hey, yo, my feelings got hurt. My verse got cut off.
Oh, it did?
No, man.
I can't play the whole song on Ill or Kill. I played the whole song in rotation, not Ill or Kill. Only 3 minutes time.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Damn, you know what I'm saying? Hurt my feelings.
Nah. You can play the whole song. It plays in on the subway, but I can't play only 3 minutes. I got too much songs to go through tonight. All right.
I saw a lot of 850 numbers on there.
I know, man. A lot of people checking in. Is that your people?
Or I don't know.
Is that your people?
I'm over here with wife. He's just chilling in the cut.
Oh man, they checking in, man. Shit, you know. I mean, people from the 850 call into the show and check in, man. You know what I mean?
I'm happy.
You got illed across the board. That doesn't happen often. It really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So thanks for calling, man. Thanks for sending in the music, man. I hope you're going to hang around for a minute and vote us a couple more songs, though.
I will.
All right, stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. One more thing, artist. Indy 101. All right. Look, man, I said this last night, I'm going to say this again. You know, your reputation will supersede you. Don't think that as an independent artist, just because you're not a star, that if you do something to some, or if you do anything foul, some kind of foul shit in the industry, that it won't come back on you and people won't hear about it. The world is huge. But one thing an indie artist must understand, the industry is not. There is only a couple of people doing, it doesn't matter in any city you go to. And I'm in Atlanta, the Mecca right now for hip hop. And I still see the same fucking people I always deal with constantly, over and over and over again, everywhere I go. And it's these same people. And once one person, if an artist gets a reputation as being, every time they come to the club, they want to fight. If they get a reputation as just being difficult to work with or whatever, don't think just because you're not a star that doesn't matter. If you do the wrong thing at the wrong venue, say the wrong thing to the wrong promoter or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, try to fuck the wrong person out of some money. The world is big, but the music world is very small, and it's a lot smaller than you think, and it's like a funnel. Is the more people that you get, it's a lot of people at the bottom. It's not really a lot, but it's people at the bottom. And as you get to the top, it's like a funnel. It goes up and gets smaller and smaller. So once you get to a certain level, everything you do resonates throughout the industry. People hear about it because people talk in the industry. So don't think just because you're an indie artist and no one knows you and you're not a star, that shit you be doing that's grimy won't get back to other people in the industry. And it will affect how they see you, how they handle you, if they fuck with you or not at all, period. The industry is small. The industry is small. Indie 101. Never forget that. Never forget that. It is not as many people doing this shit at the mid and upper levels as you think. Trust me. It's the same fucking people. All right? You know what I mean? It's a lot of artists, but the artists don't make your career. It's a lot of artists, but it's not a lot of in every city. It's only a couple of promoters doing things. It's only a couple of venues. All right? You know what I'm saying? It's only a couple of, you know, if for every studio, it's 1,000 artists using that same studio. So it's not as many. So when you start dealing with the business side of it, entertainment lawyers and stuff like that, it's small. It's not that many people doing it. And if you're in a small city, like Panama City, I'm constantly hearing fuckery going on in my hometown within the music people. And I'm like, this city is not even big enough for niggas to be backstabbing each other and thinking it's not going to come out. That's just crazy. It happens in Atlanta. I know it's going to happen here. But that city is not even that big. It's a fraction of the size. So you have to understand, in your city and in any city and in the game period, the industry is smaller than you think. People, watch what you say, watch what you do, because people are watching. And it may be people who you never thought. Industry 101. All right, let's move along. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. We're going to go to the next song, all right? Let's see here. All right, this person has been, let me see, who tweeted me last and who tweeted me the most. I'll go ahead and run, Don Cody, all right? I run Don Cody. He's been hitting me up, so we'll go ahead and run his joint real quick, all right? The name of the joint is called Cough. What? Oh, yeah, this the name of this. I was like, what is the name? What does this name mean? I got to hear the song. I hope the song is, like, different and funky. I'm going to be in, I don't know if it sounds like a whole bunch of other songs. I'm going to be like, what was the name with a complicated name? The name is Cough Jets Resin. Cough, the word cough, jets, like the Jets, New York, and Resin. Cough Jets Resin. This song absolutely better be about weed. If it's not about weed, I'm gonna have to ask Don Cody to explain the name to me. Don Cody, Cough Jets Resin, Illa Kill.
I'm in the Alps, doobie to the scout. On my paper route, while you're lounging on the couch. Get jaded, mixing board faded. On the road, smoke value, high graded. The most hated, underrated, but I gotta love it. Cause a whole bunch of zeros amount to nothing. Get it popping like a seed in a slip. And if I catch it, catch my only plea is a fifth. This the life, board another flight. You can come to the tippy long as you ain't scared of heights. I'm suspended in the air like I bungee jump. Don't even come if your bud look like tree trunks. Aviator, bomb blunt, paper or vapor. Strong so fruity, why would I smoke with flavors? That ain't my dapper, you know better. You're in the presence of a go-getter. Today, I'm in the Alps, A-O-O. Drippin' off a hottest, it's the sound with an echo. Higher off the ground than a giant at the level. If you with it, shake your big. Coffee just in resin, paper bowls, bongs, and it hits sharp like I'm buying for a prom. Coffee just in resin, yeah. And if you with it, flick your pick, yeah. Coffee just in resin,
down nice, no the lights roll tight. Flick the big, take a hit, let it sit. Coughing up the long space shuttle point north. Trims blacking out and some loose new ports. Reach for the air when I'm like, hell nah. Homie, this a facial, treat it like a spa. Brush it in a mouth full of scope. Numb like a mouth full of coke in the smoke. So loud, hitting like a subwoofer. Super doodle gum high. Comments on these fly by. Cruising through the hood, I'm talking on a good time. Blow on Sprite, lemon haze, and good lime. Watch it and I wave my stress goodbye. Keep that looking like a wave, good try. And look at how that resin built up on the ropes. Got me feeling like a boat, the way I float. I'm in the Alps, A-O-O, drippin' off a hottest, it's the sound with an echo. Higher off the ground than a giant at the level. If you with it, shake your big. Coffee just in resin, paper bowls, bongs, and it hits sharp like I'm buying for a prom. Coffee just in resin, and if you with it, flick your big. Yeah. Coffee just in resin.
I knew it was about, it had to be about weed. If the song wasn't about weed, I was just going to be all kind of fucked up. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Coffee, it's coffee, but he's saying coffee. Oh, Don Cody said it's coffee, jets, and resin. Coffee, jets, and resin. Okay, I don't know. But I like it, though. But it doesn't matter what I think. What does matter is what you think. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We'll start at the top. LL, Coffee Jets and Resin.
Ill
or kill?
It's the L.
Give it an L.
Yeah. It's smooth.
It is smooth. The beat will win you over. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like the beat in the verses. The hook, I'm in the area with the hook. But the beats in the verses, I fucks with heavy. Dez, what's
it's
up, baby?
Right in my new hook.
Yeah. Dez, what up, baby? Ill or kill?
I'm definitely ill in it.
Okay, give it an L.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do you know, is he doing anything with Hype Magazine? Because his name sounds familiar.
Don't know. Don Cody, hit my Twitter line and see if you're doing anything with Hype Magazine. This is a representative on the line with Hype Magazine. That's who Dez is. You know, I got an FM radio DJ and a magazine person on the phones on here. I mean, you never really know who be listening to Ill or Kill. But you know what? Let me start the music real quick before I keep voting. And you know what? Noah, hold on. I'm going to take the votes, Dez. But I'm going to come back to you about the next motherfucking 101. All right? I'll come back to you because it involves you, the next Indy 101. Stand
by.
I'm going to go ahead and finish voting. Be good. Ill or kill?
Yo, I have to ill that, man. I got something on that independent 101 stuff, too, bro. When you give me a chance.
All right, I'll make sure I come to your line, homie. All right, stand by. 330 519, Illa Kill for Don Cody.
I am Don Cody. So fuck Don Cody.
No. I know you're going to be yourself an ill. What, explain that. Hold on, let me take the votes. I'm going to come back to you. And then I'm going to ask you, what the hell did you come up with? How you come up with that name? I'll be right back. All right. 229, Illa Kill.
Man, I'm about to say Kill. It reminded me a little too much of Wiz. Just a little tad of Wiz enough.
Okay. Are you killing it because it kind of sounds like somebody?
I'm killing it because it actually sounds like that was Wiz. You know what I'm saying? Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they might just be him, though. But, you know what I'm saying? It feel like I already heard this before.
I mean, what? I hope if you ever listen to this show, you kill every other rapper with an auto-tune hook sounding like Future. From now on. If you don't, I'm going to call you out. Period. So any other fucking song that's talking about, you better kill it. Or I'm going to just start nulling and voiding your goddamn vote. And I get 1,000 of those motherfuckers every show. I just opt not playing them. Stand by. 1 kill, 4 ills. Next up, A50, can't you throw? Ill or kill?
It's a difficult one. It's actually pretty good. I think it was real clear. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But the lyrical content was, it wasn't really that grabbing.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm going to kill it.
Okay, kill. All right, 4-2. Might be a close one. Might. 5-0-3-1-9, Ill or kill?
Hey, well, it wasn't one of my favorite songs, but he had a nice flow and it was well put together, so I'm going to have to ill it.
All right, giving it to L. 5-2. Let me see real quick. Couple more votes. 850. I got another 850-319. The other one, Ill or Kill. Hello? Oh, they ain't raising a hand. Kaya Mori. Ill or Kill.
That's ill. I think it was unique.
Giving it to L. 6-2. The homie, 850-276. Ill or Kill.
I like that one right there. I'm going to ill that one.
Giving that one to L. Coffee, Jess, and Resin. He talking about blowing that good. I'm sure you can relate. All right. Stand by. All right. So, still, 7-2. You know what I mean? Actually, it was more people on the line, but they're not really raising their hand to vote. So, I move on. But he got an ill. It passed the test. That's way more than what it would have needed anyway. Real quick, let me go back to the homie, Don Cody. Don Cody, Coffee, Jess, Resin. Explain the name to me.
Coffee is paying homage to Devin the Dude, you know what I'm saying? I fucked the Coffee Brothers, my nigga Manchild, so that's official. It was more like a homage type song. I did an EP called Relit, so it was more or less like a weed-centered project, but I'm not a weed rapper.
Okay. So Coffee Jess Resin is just a funky name.
It just don't feel good, smoke good music. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't got to be necessary. Nobody trying to sound like Wiz or none of that shit, but I am from Youngstown, Ohio. It's like a hot hour away, but you know what I'm saying? I'll get it quitted, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no weed rapper, but that's the mood I was in. I felt good, I smoked good, and I rapped about it.
All right. That's what's up. All right, you got to stand by and vote on some more shit now. You can't hang up after your song get ill.
Hype Magazine question. Yeah, I do fuck with Hype Magazine. I actually do mixtape for them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a mixtape DJ artist and producer, and I write anybody else's music who don't like mine.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the affiliation. Now, real quick, stand by, Don Cody. Okay, Des, my Indie 101, I got a beef about this, and you really made me realize that it's really some retarded-ass artists out here. Indie 101. If a motherfucker, if you're an indie artist, okay, you ain't on yet. No one knows you. You're not a fucking star. And even if you was, this would just make you a fucking prick. But now you're just being a fucking idiot. Indie 101. If someone from the industry reaches out to you and requests your music, you don't take your sweet fucking time getting to them. You don't know what they do, but if someone asks you for your music and you're an indie artist, all right, you make every effort you possibly can to get that into the hands of that person, whether they be a regular person, because that means if they're asking you for it, they're probably going to be a Future fan, a longtime fan, because you ain't giving it to them. They heard it and they asking for it. And if it's somebody in the industry, you definitely make sure you get them the music the best way that you can. If it's simple as sending them an MP3, giving them a link. If the song isn't free, you tell them, look, it's not a free download. Well, then you send them the link to iTunes or wherever the fuck they can buy it from. If they like it enough, it's up to them to buy it. If not, I highly suggest if they're in the industry and they're part of some radio affiliation or anything like that right there, you fucking give them the fucking damn MP3 to them yourself personally. You don't charge industry people for the fucking free stuff, for the one single. You make sure they get it so they can spread it around and tell people about it so they can have heard about you whenever you're live or whatever you're promoting or whatever the fuck you're doing. But you do not, and I repeat, do not respond. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Last Illa Kill I had, I was playing, no, last one of the Subway shows I had, Dez was on the line, and she's with a magazine, and she was literally tweeting out, and the people who I tweet out, you know, this is their song or whatever, she's literally hitting them up on their Twitter like, yeah, I like that song, I want you to get it to me. And like, so many of the artists didn't even respond back. And I'm like, how fucking retarded is that? And I see their asses on Twitter. You just fucking stupid. You, what you think, you made it yet, nigga? You nigga, shut the fuck down. That's why you won't make it. And I got a problem with motherfuckers like that. Because that made me almost, like, really want to stop playing your shit on my show. Because the whole point of the fucking show is to get you exposed and get your ass in the ears of people like her. You fucking retard. So you might want to go back and holler at her and send her the fucking song. It don't matter who it. The fact that she's with a magazine is irrelevant at this point. She could have just been wanting to be a fan. You're still stupid either way it go. Yes, I called you stupid, nigga. And what? My fucking show. See what I want to say. Okay. Thanks, Dez. I just wanted to make sure. I All right. Yes. 347-934-0966. That's number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's number down to the show. If you're listening to the show and you sent me in some music, make sure you hit the number one and get on the lines. Highlight me on Twitter or something so I can make sure I get your songs up, because I'm going to play the songs of the people who, you know, who hit me up first and all that kind of stuff like that. If not, I revert back and then I start playing songs in the order they received. All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go to my first, which what I think. I think this is a R&B track. And I'm going to go ahead and do that because I like to go ahead and get the R&B songs. I kind of tend to push it through Illa Kill because I be wanting more of them, because it's totally lopsided into how much rap I got, hip-hop I got, as opposed to R&B. So I be wanting to get these new R&B songs. The name of this joint, and then after that I'll come back to Be Good. Stand by, homie. I'll let you talk about the Indie 101 after this. The name of this artist right here is J Lyric, from Tallahassee. Tallahassee, Florida. That's where he's hailing from. I don't know if it's where he's from. The name of this is called Old School Love. So that's why I'm assuming that it's R&B. I hope it's R&B. All right. But then again, it might not be. But I hope it's good. J Lyric right here on K1's Internet Radio, Old School Love. Tell me about it. Illa Kill.
R&B been done like this. 808. Right. 90s R&B. Last night I thought to Becca when we made good love and how I took care of you. Girl, you just couldn't take it. Oh no. Sexing your body right up is what a nigga live for. Whenever your body calls, maybe I got the answer. Yeah.
Tell me what you know about this. Got your mind a piece of me, that's my shit. Overtake my day, my time. Everybody right. Give you that old school love. Make you say yeah. So sexy.
God, I know you're ready. Oh, I keep it coming, baby. I ain't no holding back. I'ma put it on you, keep you coming back. Promise. Just hold on tight, baby. It's real love making tonight. Tonight.
That's the number dial to the show. That was Jay Lyric with Old School Love. Cartier Hugo. Got two Cartiers. Cartier Hugo. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm going to make sure I get him in next. All right, you know the drill. Is it L? Should it be Kel? Where the hell did all my damn calls go? I turned my head away while I was listening to the music. I came back. I'm like 10 shout. Fuck. Fuck y'all going? Show's like halfway through. Boy, I tell you what. 347-934-0966. I still got enough to take a vote on this, though. I got enough of that. That's what I do got. So let's go ahead and start at the top. We'll go back up to LL. We'll start at the top again. LL, Illakill. LL? Hello? Okay. Dez, Illakill.
Hey, I think people got mad at you, but I'm definitely going to ill it.
I don't think LL did. No, I doubt LL did. I don't know what
right.
All I'm saying is the fucking truth. You don't can't handle the truth. So you gave it an ill though, right?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Let me see. Hold on. L.
Yeah, I had it on mute because I was eating this cotton candy. I'm smacking my balls. Okay. It did not make me want to do nothing to nobody, so I'm gonna have to kill it.
Oh, no, you weren't thinking.
No, not at all. I was thinking, like, oh, this is awkward. Like, I was thinking, like, if it came on during the moment, I'd be like, ugh, this is awkward.
Damn it, man.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
All right, one heal, one kill. Be good. Heal or kill, homie.
Damn, that was some harsh-ass words.
It's how she felt, man.
I'm going to have to say, man, I couldn't even understand, like, when the hook came up, all I heard was Old School Love and Yeah, 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 man. Everything else in that hook, just, I couldn't understand no words. I got killed for that, man.
Okay.
Dude, if I can't understand what you're saying, I can't even do it.
All right. That's two kills, one ill. Let's see what happens here. 229, ill or kill.
Oh, man. I'm gonna say ill, though.
Oh, man, but you gonna say ill, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna say ill, because he got potential, though. If he get in there and record that thing right, I heard the hook. Like I said, there was a lot going on, but if he get that thing mixed right and put those voices in the speakers and space everything, I think he'll have a good track, man. I'm gonna say ill. All
right. Okay. Hey, ill. Hey. All right, 850-319, ill or kill.
Well, I'm going to agree with LL. It didn't make me want to move nothing. However, he had a nice voice. It was smooth. And like the other caller just said, you know, it has a lot of great potential if it's put together right. So I'll give it an ill.
So you give, okay, ill. All right. Yes. Mm. I need more voters. I need more voters. Hold on a second. Kayla Maury, Ill or Kill?
I'm going to say Ill because his vocals are right. And with this quality thing, I understand the quality, but I understood that, you know, I understood his vocals and I could understand what he was saying because I was listening close. Mm. But I definitely think that he has potential.
Okay. Ill, right?
Ill. Real ill.
He's probably going to pull it off. 850, homie, 276, Ill or Kill?
I like it. That's all right, though.
All right. Giving it an Ill?
Yeah, I'm Ill, that one.
All right, giving it an Ill. Bully Street.
Yo.
Did you hear that song? What'd you say?
I didn't hear. I just got on the line.
Oh, you didn't hear? You just got on the line? All right,
yeah,
stand by. All right, we're finna get ready to go to the next one. All right. Well, it's still, hold on a second. 443. Yeah, did you hear the song, Ill or Kill? Can you vote?
No, I just got off the line, but...
All right, let me see. Canyon Crow, Ill or Kill?
Yeah, yo, dude, honestly, I just got online, too. I feel bad now.
All right. All right, because everybody, there was a whole bunch of people, and all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. But he actually got six Ills. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter if I would have just took 10 votes, it doesn't matter. He still would have made it. So, Jay Lyric, he got Ills. Could have been better quality, but we've had far worse make it past Ill or Kill. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to tell you artists the honest to God truth, and I mean, this is the truth. Don't get me wrong. I do put you in rotation if your quality is poor, but you will absolutely not get played as much as the songs with the better quality. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may get played every third Subway or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I may not run the whole full-out song because I don't want to fuck up my mix, but I will play you. I will play you. You don't have to ask me again. The song will get played. It won't go like a month of me not playing it and shit. It'll get played, but I can't lie. If quality is an issue with your song, even if the voters give it an L, I hold that right, okay? I hold that right to decide how much, you know what I'm saying, it gets into rotation. You feel me? Now, that's why I do reserve the right. It will get played, but I do have a tendency, if I know a song has got poor quality, I'm like, especially if I got a real hot just run going on, I'm like, I want to play it, but... And I play something else. This might not even be a song that's better than yours, but it just sounds good because the last five sound all crisp and clean. I don't want to fuck up my set. So keep that in mind. But I will play the song. You know what I'm saying? And you're always free. If you had quality criticism on your song, you are always free to send me that same song with a better mix and master, and I will swap that file out. I've done it a couple of times for artists, and it made all the difference and started. It actually made this song get played more because I liked the song, but the quality was poor. They went back. Went to the lab, fixed it, sent it back, and I play it more. All right? So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's just a part of the game, no? You know what I mean? But if you still got a, if your song got ill and people said quality, then you know you got a good song. You know you need to go back. It makes sense because people already like it and it's really not up to par. So that means it's a really good song, all right? Just think about that. Real quick, Be Good. What did you want to say about Indie 101 tonight?
All right. First and foremost, man, I appreciate what you're doing, blessing this with everybody, you know, information about this. And I agree with everything you said about the cover work and hitting up people and all that. Another thing I want to touch base with is I've been doing a lot of shows lately, and every show I've been at, I'm the only one having CDs or any kind of merchandise to give to people whatsoever, you know what I'm saying? If you high and you doing a good show, people digging you and everything, man, and they be like, where can I get your stuff? Or do you have something with you and you got to say no to them? You probably never even get to see them people again. You feel me? You got to have something in your pocket every time.
Yeah, but have something. Hold up. You right, but don't have no fuck shit in your pocket.
Oh, no.
That don't include the Sharpie.
No bullshit, you feel me?
On. That don't include CD with your name written on in the Sharpie in a paper folder, nigga. Stop.
No, don't do that. No bullshit like that at all. I'll be at shows, man. I open up for people. I've opened up for, like, Big Sean and Tech Nine, some other cats, you feel me? And they don't even be having merchandise sometimes, you feel me? I got wristbands, lighters, pressed up CDs and all that. That's important, you know what I'm saying? People don't even listen to your music and walk up and see you got that decked out on the table. That makes them come to you automatically before they even hear you. So that's a good thing to have, you feel me? And it's not even much. You know what I'm saying? I can sell a CD and make my money back and some and give out the merchandise for free.
Right.
You know, so
right.
Much.
Right. It doesn't. It's all – people don't understand just the small – merchant, first of all, let me go ahead and say what I got to say. I agree with what you just said. Just make sure that, you know, you don't want to go to a show and have nothing in your hand, but you don't want no bullshit in your hand. So just make sure you take what he said and make sure you tag that on the end. Don't go nowhere and perform or whatever and rock the show when you have nothing to give out or no way of contacting these people after the fact. I don't give a fuck if it's just a flyer
even
with your information, a link, something,
yeah,
something where they can find the music, anything. But don't, that does not mean, I repeat, that does not mean go out there with just any old thing. Because you get a lot of artists that's coming out here and they're saying, man, I got to have some in my hand, man. And so then that's how you end up with niggas giving you shit with their name written on it in Sharpie. The
a
fuck
business
shit.
Card is better than a Memorex disc. You feel
Thank
me?
You. This is a, trust me, people. I know what your homeboy them said, but trust me. Trust me. We do this shit over here. When people give me that shit, I just look, all man, look at them like, this is how serious you take your craft. I'd rather for you to go ahead and kick that money out to Vistaprint and give me a nice little card with your Twitter on it, and I can hit you up on Twitter, and then on there I can maybe connect with you on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, if you ain't got the money to press your shit up right now. Do it that way, or just get my email address and my information. Make sure you hit me up, and then make sure you hit it to my inbox. Do it that way. But walking up to a motherfucker with a Sharpie, with your name on a CD written on a Sharpie, is absolute no. No. Fucking no. Can't stress it enough. Just can't stress it enough. All right? Moving right along. L. Hotel. Cartier Hugo. He's been hitting me up. Listen, my mom, I'm checking you out on Twitter. I'm like, okay. Cartier Hugo, right now. The name of this joint is called Tame. All right? Tame. That's when I got a Cartier Fresh and a Cartier Hugo. I wonder if these guys got Cartiers. I don't know. Cartier Hugo, Tame, is it ill or kill? Right here on K1's Internet Radio, man. You know, the power is in your hands. This is the democracy, bitches! EC! Yay! No, not me, never. Who you trying to turn? Uncaged lying on the beat. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. I say never, not me. Straight animal on the street. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. Never, not me. Straight line on the beat. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. Never, not me. Straight animal on the street. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. Never, never, not me. Chill. When I say 3,000, that don't mean I'm conscious. I just wanna valet and kick it at Benny Hunter's. Got cash shook from the start. Steady wondering. Most of my niggas distribute drugs and money laundering. Can't go under and gotta keep it humble. Gotta stick and move. Can't fall off. I can't stumble. Now welcome to the jungle. Cut those are among you. They'll rob you for your cush bag. Set you up, backstab you. Pirellis when we come through. Many guns that we roll through. I wanna cop the Maserati made of bulletproof. 36s on the truck. Same size as hula hoops. Need me market shopping sprees. I'm talking plenty loot. Pesos, money, digits. Break it down and flip it, nigga, and break bread. Pesos, gotta get it. For the Skrilla Gorilla, nigga, bring hot air. Uncaged lying on the beat. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. I say never, not me. Straight animal on the street. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. Never, not me. Straight line on the beat. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. Never, not me. Straight animal on the street. Who you trying to tame? No, not me. Never, never, not me. Deep in the game, I'm talking the eighth inning. Feel as though it's just the beginning. Even though it's nearing the ending, and you niggas playing like you came to scrimmage.
How silly, like you ain't know it was the playoffs. Holla at the water boy, cause you can use a break, dog. I'm guessing all that flame that you claim with AWOL, why mine takes off, bold as steak sauce. And if you wanna play Travolta, I ain't scared to face off. I knock your face off, that talk lay off. Really, I ain't worried about it, I just brush off. Down in a couple shots, spending money to take the rush off. Feeling so G'd up, you buttercup when you show up. All that wackness you kick up, certainly ain't heavy you blow up. Blow sick and make you throw up, I got what make you go nuts. Ask me, dog, you need focus. I spit that fresh, you frozen. I'm on top of my totem. Who you trying to approach them? A peon at the bottom underneath my scrotum. Uncaged lying on the beat. Who you trying to take?
And we're back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're going to start at the top. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Dez, ill or kill?
Oh, man. Why do I got to go first?
Hey, set the tone. Keep it real.
I liked the beat. I don't know about the lyrics to the song, though, so I'll kill it.
Okay. I was scared to kill some shit. Be good, ill or kill.
Yeah, kill it. I feel the same way, man. B's hot. I don't like the lyrics, though.
Two shots. 229, what up, homie? Ill or kill?
I'm about to kill it.
And... all right. That's three. 850-319, ill or kill?
That song just didn't flow. I don't know. I'm just going to have to kill it. It just didn't quite go.
LL, ill or kill?
Do I get a prize if I get the fifth gunshot?
Let's see.
Say yes.
You do. Yes, you do.
Kill it.
Your prize is you get to tell me. Your prize is you get. I'm gonna come to you next, and you can give me your own Indie 101. I'll be right back. All right.
Oh,
that's your prize.
Oh, that's Twink. Right.
Twink, ill or kill?
Tell it. His flow was stupid. Like, not good stupid, neither.
Stupid, but not good stupid. Canyon Crow, ill or kill?
That's a killer.
Maybe I should just keep it on automatic and not cock the gun. 313-725, ill or kill? 313-725.
Oh, my bad. Hey, yo, this P, man. Hey, I'm killing, man. The beat was banging, but the lyrics was not on. All
right. Who this is?
This Capital P. Blizz, what's good?
Oh, Capital P. Did you send me the song? No.
I ain't get a chance to send it in. I'll have it to you next time, I promise. All
right, man. Boy. All right. It's pretty much unrecoverable at this point, but I'll take another call. 901-317, ill or kill?
Kill it.
Who's this?
It's Kanye Hugo calling from Memphis. What it do, K100?
What up? What? That's your own song. You killing your own song?
No, kill it. I have to make me yell it. No, kill it. Yell it, this year, Mike. K100.
Man. Wow. I don't even know. It's not looking too good for the song, though, homie, at this particular point. I got two more votes, though, but pretty much it's not going to make it. But let me stand by real quick. Let me see what these other people think about it anyway. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Kale Maury, ill or kill?
I think once five people say kill, then everybody else is going to agree. But I'm going to have to disagree. I'm going to ill it because everybody has their own style. And me, I love music. So I feel like his style is different. Being that I'm from the South, I don't know where he's from, but I think that he's better, but I think that it's good enough because I've heard worse.
Okay. All right. So you actually like it, though, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, that's an ill. Big Bully Street.
Yo.
Ill or kill?
Yo, I'm a, shit, I'm low. I'm a
Hillis,
man.
Wait,
he from the South, I think.
Yeah, he say he from the South. I'm gonna ask him real quick where he's from. But
he's
gonna give it
from here, nigga.
I don't know. Let me finish it. Let me go to his phone line. But you gave it an ill, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it an ill.
Man, it wasn't that bad. Like she said,
All right. Okay, so let me go back to the homie, Cartier Hugo. Cartier Hugo.
What's up with you, baby?
What's up? Okay, so it got killed. It was 7 kills and 3 ills. So you guys, and the last two people after you actually gave it ills, but it had 7 kills before I even got down to this to you guys. So it didn't make it onto the subway. I don't know why no one gave me real specific. Some people just didn't like the record or whatever. But you can always feel free to make sure you send me another song. You know what I'm saying? And people who have sent me songs that got killed, they send me another song. I try my best to give it another chance quicker. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I want people to be on the show. But that particular record, they weren't feeling it. So it got more kills than ills. But please send me some more music, all right? Where you representing from?
I'm calling from Memphis, man. Memphis 10.
Memphis 10, all right. Memphis checking in. Shouts out to Memphis, man. Send me some more music, homie. You know what I'm saying? Send me some more music. You know what I mean? I mean, 7-3. You had some people that liked it, but more people didn't. So that's the way the show is. Got more kills than ills. All right?
I love the feedback, baby. Appreciate that.
All right, homie.
Okay, man.
All right, stand by. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. LL.
Yes.
Please tell the people what you think. Indy 101 right here from Z, what is it?
Z93 Jams, Charleston, South Carolina.
Z93 Jams, Charleston, South Carolina, DJ LL, on-air personality.
Yes.
You know, you're getting
Monday
some...
through Friday, 10 to 3.
So
you can listen live online.
So this is her, and she's going to give you a little bit of Indy 101, a little bit of advice for you indie artists on the line. Let's hear it.
Okay, just now with you doing the voting, we had 3 great examples of what to do as an indie artist. You had Capital P, I believe it was, who... what you thought that was his joint or whatever, but it wasn't, and he was still you haven't spun his joint yet, but he was still on the line supporting even though his music's not being played. You have to support other artists. Rule number whatever you want to place it in the book, but it's a major rule. And then you had the artist who initially said to kill his own song. As an artist, you have to be willing to know when it ain't working and to kill it yourself before you put it out to anybody else. Don't sit around a bunch of yes men that's just going to say yes, yes, yes to your music. When you know what your level of talent is and you know that you are performing below your level of talent, you have to be willing to say no. Yeah, y'all may be feeling it, but y'all around me every day is the streets going to be feeling it because y'all not going to be buying my records. So don't be around a bunch of yes men and have enough knowledge to know when you need to go back to the drawing board, even when a product or a project has been completely finished. And then last but not least, what is it, Kamore? I don't know how to say the baby girl name. She's still on the line. Her music been played. She's still on the line. That goes back to supporting other artists. It might not be for everybody, but if you hear something that you like, stand behind your decision and say it's an ill and not a kill. Don't be a bandwagoner. Those are my 3 rules.
I like them all. Especially the first one that you said, and I'm going to elaborate on that, and then we're going to get to the next one, who is a female rap artist. We got a female rap artist. I love getting the female rap artist in here, too. All right, we're going to run her. Her name is Summer Azul. Summer Azul, all right, that's her name. But the name of the song is Big Body Chick. Oh, I seen her. Oh, I seen her pictures though. Hey, Streets.
Nasty.
My dog.
So nasty.
That's cold. That's cold between me and my partner. Them. All right. So anyway, look, the first thing that you said about collaborate. I mean, supporting other artists. I can't stress that enough. Any 101, folks. In case you missed the show last night, all right? Collaborating with other artists, especially other artists that don't live in the same city as you, is very, very, very productive and very, very, very important. You know what I'm saying? When you do that, you basically outstretch your brand and your name for free. It's imperative of you to collaborate as much as you possibly can with like-minded, talented artists who are grinding. Now, it doesn't make any sense for you to collaborate with a nigga who you know all he got is 30,000 songs sitting on his goddamn hard drive, and this nigga ain't put a motherfucking CD out ever. He don't put out music. He don't promote it. That's a waste of time. You don't want to do that unless, you know, that's just your partner and you just, you know, y'all go way, way back and you just want to do some shit to show some love. Okay, but if you collaborate with, or if you see artists on Twitter all the time. And you've heard their music, and they dope. And they always on Twitter, Facebook. You see them at showcases, open mics, whatever. They out here. They grinding. You know what I'm saying? They out here. If you grinding, you should see them because y'all going to see each other. Once again, industry's not that small. I mean, not that big. It's small. So, an artist like that, if you can mesh well and y'all styles can match and y'all can work something out, you feel me? On the business work end, however you want to, you know, split your publishing or whatever you want to do, collaborate with that artist. All that's going to do, because that, if that song comes out dope, that artist is going to play it and boom it or whatever, wherever they from, and they people going to hear it, and they're going to want to do it, you know what I'm saying, blow it up, and it's free promotion for you. It's free promotion. It's cross-promoting each other. But they're going to push it hard because it's their shit, when you blast it out, you're going to blast it out because it's your shit. You feel what I'm saying? Prime example on my album, I got called The Cinema of Me. I got a song called Grinds to the Max with two artists. One of the artists live in Duval. The other artist live in Houston, all right? Nooney Jr. and the kid, shouts out to those guys. There's so many freaking people that I never have met in my life that don't be on the computer, who I couldn't have reached on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, who have heard that song, who have hit me up on different various ways via those artists and told me, I came and liked your fan page or whatever just because you had that song with such and such, and I cut for that song. You feel me? And that's just one song. That's just one song. Like I said, also on my album, I have fans in Italy because I collaborated with a producer that is from Italy, an Italian producer. His name is Excel. He did three tracks on my album. And with that affiliation, my song gets blasted out. When my album came out, it was like I had to literally ship him CDs that he wanted to make sure his people over in Italy had. And he also could constantly reblast and blast my stuff out on his Twitter network and Facebook or whatever network that he uses over there. And that's expanded my brand to a whole nother country. So collaborating can be very, very grateful. Now, it can go bad because you got people, you may collaborate with somebody and y'all may fall out or whatever, but shit, that can happen when you a star. That's not the fucking point. The point is collaborating as much as you possibly can when you an underground artist is a good thing. I can't stand when the motherfucking artist be like, man, I don't rap with nobody but my niggas, man. I don't know them niggas like that. Well, nigga, you a fucking retard. You know what I'm saying? You and your niggas, keep doing that. I tell you what, good luck with that. That's just a fucking retarded way of thinking. It's kind of productive to you and your career, all right? No one told you to go, motherfucking goddamn, you know, do a drug deal with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, no one told you to risk your freedom with a nigga you don't know. I said collab with him on the music side. If you see that nigga, if he got a sound you like and y'all can mesh well and come up with a good song. And also, matter of fact, another thing is, sometimes if you can't reach a certain kind of audience and that artist can, they got that kind of style, featuring on a song might actually benefit you with a crowd, a demographic that you don't have. I don't make music for 18 to 25-year-old motherfuckers and under. I don't make crump music, turned up, what the fuck ever you want to call it. That's not my swag. I don't really listen to it. It's not me. I can, however, murk a nigga 16 that's doing that shit constantly, and niggas still be like, who is that nigga right there? I've done it repeatedly. I don't necessarily make those songs for myself, but I will collaborate with an artist who makes that kind of song, and I can hold my own for 16 bars on it. I don't make the songs myself from scratch. It's not really my swag, but at the end of the day, it benefits me and helps me with that audience who I never even really target because they're not really my demographic, nor do I make music they normally generally like because I don't pick that same kind of production anyway. But if I collaborate with that artist, you feel me? Then they might hear me. They might hear about me or whatever, and then, you know, they may not go out about my album, but they know who the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? You know, so just think about it. Collaborating as an artist is really a good thing, man. It's not, it's counterproductive for you to just be like, oh, damn my niggas, I ain't rapping on this shit, I ain't fucking with them. You sound stupid, nigga. Okay, Indie 101. I can't give it to you no more raw than that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, next up. So next up, we got a female artist, all right? Summer Azul. All right, I'm going to get my homie Big Booty Streets to give me some Indie 101. He's a promo guy. He does promotions. He promotes parties at clubs. He's got a Twitter promotions company. I'm going to let him do the next Indie 101, something that he can tell you from the promoter side. All right, and we'll let him get on the air next after this next song. So the next song, Summer Azul, all right, this is a female artist, rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure this is a rap artist, just judging from the pictures and the name of the song, which is Big Body Chick. All right? So you tell me what you think right here on K1's Internet Radio. Summer Azul, Big Body Chick. Is it ill or should it be killed? You know the drill, man. This is the democracy. Her future, your hands. Run that. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to this show. I'm going to start at the bottom this time. Big Bully Street, Kill or Kill?
Kill it, man.
All right, Kill. All right. Let's see. KMR, Ill or Kill? What'd you say now?
I couldn't even dance to it, being that it's a dancing song.
All right, so Kill, okay? All right. Let's see. 845-764, Ill or Kill?
You have to kill that.
All right. Who this?
It's Jeremiah Da Vinci. What's up?
Jeremiah Da Vinci, what up, homie?
Good.
Ain't you in rotation? Hey, didn't you get in rotation?
What happened?
Hey, didn't you get in rotation?
I don't know. I didn't, you didn't
I didn't play. I didn't play because you went on the air. You up next then. Yeah.
Good, look.
Look, since you already on the phone line, let me see right here. Let me see. Hold on. I got that. Jeremiah Da Vinci, open your, yeah, you on deck. Stay on the line, all right?
No doubt.
Twink, Ill or Kill?
I'm going to kill it. And okay. I guess I'll give you that why. Because, like, the chorus and the verses and the beat all didn't mix well together. Like, I wanted to dance, and so I listened to what she was saying, and then, yeah.
Yes.
I just set my ass down.
All right, stand by. LL, Ill or Kill?
I'm going to kill that. I couldn't hear it. I don't know what was going on. I was so confused.
Mix is horrible. Shay, Ill or Kill?
The whole song sounded like a chorus. I mean, she sounded very monotone, and there wasn't enough variation in her voice, so I'm going to kill it.
All right. Homie, 229, Ill or Kill?
First off, let me say, I got a question for you as a DJ pertaining to Indie 101, but as far as the song, I'm going to have to kill it because I didn't even know what she was talking about. I had no idea what she was saying.
All right, gonna come right back to you for your question. Let me take the last two. Stand by. Be good. Ill or kill?
I got killed at Maine. I mean, like, the quality was just drowned out, man. I couldn't understand what she was saying. The beat wasn't clear enough, nothing, man. I had to let that drop.
First song, probably got all kills. Dez, ill or kill, baby?
Yeah. Was she whispering, or I couldn't understand what she was saying. That's a kill.
Right. All right, stand by. So, homie, Cartier, what's up, homie? What you think? What's the question you got for us real quick, and I'll get the big bully streets.
Okay, as a DJ.
I'm not a DJ. I'm just a radio host, but go ahead.
Okay, as a radio host, okay, what do you feel about how DJs say you need to cater to them as an indie artist to get your stuff played and spun on the radio and in clubs? Because, like, I've been having issues with that. Like, the local DJ, they saying you got to cater to me. You see me in the club, buy me drinks and all this stuff if you want your song played or spun. But at the same time, I got this DJ I never met before, go by the name of ASAP DJs at ASAP Money Game, and he gave me two placements on his Coast to Coast mixtape. I mean, this guy never met at all. So I'm just want to know how you feel about, like, in the artist, how far to – I know you have to cater to him, but, like, what's the extent to, like, cater to DJ? How you feel
Big
about that?
Bully Streets, will you want to answer that question?
What?
You want to answer that question?
Play by DJ?
Yeah, he said, how much should he be catering to DJs?
It's not about catering to DJs. I mean, from what I've learned, it's not about catering to a DJ or a specific DJ. I mean, you ask for that DJ to actually like the record, then you asking for him to ask that it matters.
Your phone breaking up real bad. Hold on, your phone breaking up real bad.
Real bad?
Yeah. What you say? Go ahead. Do it again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And it is about that bread, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to invest in yourself and invest in your record. Like, they'll say whatever, but money talks, man. If you go talk to them with the money, then you good. I mean, you could hope that they might like it or whatever, but you got to understand the DJs get hit up by artists all day long, and they got to put food on their table as well. So the best way to sell to any DJ is with some bread, period.
All right. Now that's what Bully Street says. Now, me personally, it's all about what kind of song you got. You feel me? And having a relationship with the DJ. For, you know what I mean? I mean, me personally, it's not a lot of DJs around here that I would play because it's a lot of DJs don't even spin a lot of the songs. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So it's all about what kind of DJ you trying to target and what's your demographic. If what you make is club music and what you trying to target is club, the club crowd, the young club crowd. Then of course, then you're gonna play that DJ. If he's got the hottest club in the city that where everybody be talking about, it's so turned up in there and blah 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 and all that. If you want bread and if it's a reasonable price and you can afford it, pay it. If you can't, fuck it, you can't pay it. You know what I'm saying? All this buying him drinks in the club and everything. I mean, a drink costs $10. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna spend your song, if every time you come in the club, you're like, man, buy me two drinks. That's $20. I mean, you might buy a chick two drinks when you're trying to fuck something. I mean, think about it. That's $20, and your song might get played. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to spend that joint every time you come in there, then again, you know, when you come in there, like, you know, if that's what he want, two drinks in the club, okay, go ahead and get a nigga two drinks in the club. If he's going to spend it, make sure he's going to spend it, and he's going to spend it. You feel what I'm saying? That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's a small amount of money because, you know, if that's the crowd that you're trying to target and that's what your single is about, you feel what I'm saying? Then, yeah, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you at the mercy of the DJs, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people make, and if that's what kind of artist you are, for some of the artists listening to me, you might not be making a kind of the record that club DJs are going to necessarily break, you know what I'm saying? Some people drop singles that aren't even meant to be played in the club like that anyway, and so the kind of DJs or people that they're sending the songs out and the places they're trying to get, they don't necessarily have that problem. So it's not for every artist. You do got to break bread. It do cost money. DJs got to get paid too or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not an advocate of paying DJs money that are not going to really spin your shit. Go ahead. Streets.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I don't know what's going on. Streets call just dropped. Anyway, but you heard what I said? You heard what I said, homie?
Yeah, I took that in.
All right, you know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with, you know, paying a DJ or whatever, what have you. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But you really want a DJ to really like your record. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's better if a DJ really do fuck with your music. Like you said, the other DJ who played your shit, that DJ obviously just like your song. You feel what I'm saying? But some DJs, they can like your song, but they don't give a fuck because this is what the game has evolved to, and this is why I don't like a lot of DJs, because they can actually like a record but won't play it unless you pay them. And I got a real huge problems with those kind of DJs. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of DJs right there, they shouldn't even really be in the game. They're not what a real DJ is. They're not a fucking record breaker or whatever the fuck they want to call themselves or none of that shit. That's not what they really are. Because if you really like that record and you know that shit go hard in the club and it sound good, break the motherfucking record. Because you like the record and you think it go good. But if it's like, I hear that shit, nigga, but you ain't paid me nothing. Well, it's like, well, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can't tell because a DJ can actually like your record and probably would have paid it anyway. So then when Street says, you know, go up to him off top or whatever, I mean, don't go up to him off top with $100 or no shit. Just go up to him and be like, yo, man, you feel me? If you spin this or whatever, and if you could tell when a DJ really like a record, because when he spin it, if you give it to him, whatever, like at that moment, he can listen to it. Like he's got his Serato going. He's listening to it. He throws his headphones on, and he's already bobbing it. And then all of a sudden, he's looking at like, I could probably play it after that. And if he can immediately come up with a song that he can play it right behind, he's feeling it. You got him right then. He's fucking the record. I ain't saying don't shoot nothing. You know, shoot him a little dub, like or whatever. Like, yo, man, appreciate that love, especially if the club is packed and he's going to run it. You know what I'm saying? Like that. There's nothing wrong with that because you're going to go out there and fuck that money off on liquor or whatever the fuck else. Like I said, nothing is free. But
yeah.
Best scenario in the world is when the DJ likes your record and he's playing it because he liked the motherfucking record. But at the same time, DJs get flooded with so fucking much music. I'm going to tell you one thing I learned. I'm going to get to the next song. I'm going to get the Jeremiah Da Vinci song. I'm going to tell you one thing I learned since doing K100 Radio. Before, I really had a disdain and a bitter taste in my mouth with DJs. I just didn't like a lot of them. You know, I didn't like a lot of them personalities per se. You know what I'm saying? Some of them starting to get a little bit of a God complex. Because of their position in a club, because they spin at a club, and they kind of feeling themselves a little too much for somebody that, you know, yeah, they break songs in the club or whatever, but it's only so much songs you can break and only so much power you got at the end of the day. So I felt like some of them was getting a little beside themselves, so some of them kind of turned me off. But at the end of the day, I had a newfound respect for a lot of them and understood a lot of them's point from doing K100. And what I did learn from doing K100 is, even though I'm not a DJ, I am someone who has a platform and can get songs heard and break them, even though I can't cut a record to save my life. But still, it's the same principle. People send me stuff all the time. That's why one of the major components of Illa Kill is if you're on the phone lines, then I'm fucking with your record. I'm going to make sure I get it on Illa Kill. And if you always retweet me or whatever, you're probably going to get played in the subway more. It's real simple. Staying in the DJ's face, being around him more. You know what I'm saying? You have to do that. You can't get a DJ the song 1 week and then never hear from him, and he never hear from you again and think he's going to just keep playing it. Even if he think it's hot, it don't matter. It's three more motherfucking other niggas who coming up to this nigga every motherfucking night whose song may not even be as good as yours, but he constantly seeing these niggas. You have to stay in the DJ's face because like me, and I understand what they go through now, I go through this. I've got so much music now. As far as that's been submitted at this point in the game with K100, and I've only been doing it a short while. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even been doing the Subway or Illa Kill for 6 months yet. I've been on the air a long time, but I haven't been doing Subway or Illa Kill for 6 whole solid months yet. It's coming on 6 months right now. At this point, I got so much music that I be forgetting I haven't played that song in a minute. I be forgetting about that artist because they ain't tweeted me, they ain't said shit to me in a minute, I ain't heard from them or whatever. So when the Subway come up sometimes, I forget I haven't did their song in like 3 or 4 subways, and they hit me up and like, yo, you ain't played me in a minute. I'm like, nigga, I ain't even heard from you in a month. I forgot. It's not because I don't like your song. It's not because I'm acting funny, nigga. I literally forgot I got your song because I got over 500 fucking songs right now, and it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. So imagine what a DJ got when he got star music that he got to please the crowd with, the shit they want to hear. And if he even wants to attempt to break some new shit, it's only so much time and so many ways he can do it. And if you ain't constantly in his motherfucking face, nigga, he gonna forget. This is a club DJ now. You know what I'm saying? But even radio DJs like me, I forget. That's why I tell people, retweet the shows. Hit me up on Twitter. Blizzard, what's good? Whatever. It's not because I want you to suck my dick, nigga. Fuck that. It's not about my motherfucking ego or nothing, nigga. It's to literally remind me, oh, yeah, I do got your record. That's what it's about. And some people get that twisted. And I had to be in this position. You know what I'm saying? It's not because a lot of times DJs just don't play it because, you know, you ain't Jeezy, nigga. Bitch, they come to the booth like, play that new Jeezy. Nigga, they don't know you. So he ain't getting requests for your shit. And if you ain't even there to request your shit, if you ain't hitting that nigga up on Twitter, if you ain't in that club, if you ain't nowhere to be seen, what the fuck make you think that nigga gonna remember? Unless you pay him a lot of money. Like, I just had one DJ say, nigga, give me $800 and I keep your shit in rotation for like 2 months. $800, nigga, he gonna remember that. Because you gave him $800 motherfucking dollars. Nigga, I'm not gonna give them eight. You know what I'm saying? But just because I ain't got the eight. Like that, I got eight, but not for that. I can use that eight for some other shit that's more effective at the end of the day, I feel. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I would have gave him the eight, it's probably a better chance that nigga would have remembered me. You know what I'm saying? Because I paid that amount of money. Maybe not, maybe not. But the point is, you definitely have to make an impact. You definitely have to make yourself be remembered. You can't just give him the shit and then never walk on and be like, yeah, he bobbed to it that night, y'all. He got it. He finna run that. You crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
All right?
What's up?
All right, man, so take that to heed. Okay, here we go. Episode 285. Is it ill? Is it killed? Should it be killed? Also with a little hint of Indie 101. We're going to get ready to run a new one. Next up, and I've had this song for a minute, but Jeremiah DaVinci just now decided he want to call in and shit. Hey, that's how I be, man, because I be having other people on the phone line. So I told y'all, if you hit me up on the phone lines or if you retweeting and all that, yeah, I'm going to get you first. I'm going to get the other people. I'm going to get them on first, all right? So here, Jeremiah DaVinci, name of the song called Open Your Eyes. You let me know, is it ill? Should it be killed? Right here on K100 Internet Radio.
Try walking by faith and not by sight. Then you won't see what the fuss is about. You talking to me? I don't see nothing. You don't see nothing? Nah. Open your eyes a little wider. You might see what's inside you. Something a little harder. Something a little stronger. Something a little wiser. You might see what's behind you. Is the past and the future's in front of us. Nothing can stop us. I should have been born with a compass to point me in the right direction when life misguides us. I'm a rhymer, master of the wordplay. Wish I had essays to bring me to the next day. Jesus is my sensei. In the image of God, saw angels in the x-ray. On your brain like Jean Grey. Telepathic telepathy. Move mountains if I can take a straight. I just want to eat great. I don't need a raw steak. I just need a nice plate. A little something that mom made. Some vegetables, edible stuff, yeah, with some Kool-Aid. Listen to something back in the day, like Mary J. Blige. What's the 411, Dave? Maybe a little Big Daddy Kane, the 5% lessons. Walking the path that Allah made, but it ain't the same. Since the heat came, but this ain't hell, who minds living in this heat wave? Open your eyes a little wider, you might see what's inside you. Something a little harder, something a little stronger, something a little wiser. But for me, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. You don't see nothing? Nah. Life is a bitch, ain't it? Anything bad, know that a bitch made it. But a nigga would still hit it. So you niggas are just as guilty with your dicks in it. Keep your mouth shut and your window tinted. And your balls intact like Park Village. My grandma was a chinchilla. And my mother about to get this house. So my family's chilling. And my girl, she's so ecstatic. That girl is mine. I learned from Michael Jackson. I thrill her all the time. It's a lovely habit. You can keep the hoe, the crack addict that shows a crack on the crack addict. Crack it open. And ravens fly like a 46 crack addict. Just wondering why I don't look at it. Cause I don't see nothing, baby. Maybe I need glasses. Open your eyes a little wider.
Okay, that was Jeremiah DaVinci. We're back. 347-934-0966. Let's go to the phone line. Kill or Kill, 229.
Hey, this is gonna be my last one, but
all right.
I'm gonna say ill.
You gonna say ill?
I ill that.
Okay. 850-319, Ill or Kill. Shay Shay. Shay. Okay. Twink, Ill or Kill.
I'm a ill it. This is gonna be my last one too. It was cool, and I'm also retiring your song tomorrow night, so if you
okay.
need something, say a couple words.
All right. That's what's up. Stand by. Shay.
Yep.
Ill or Kill.
I'm an ill it.
Okay. 843-696, Ill or Kill.
Yeah, I finally got off work early to hear this one, man. But I don't know about everybody else, but I'm killing it.
All right.
I mean, for me, I don't know where it was going. I couldn't understand it for me. I mean, maybe it was too much noise. I don't know, but I didn't know where it was going to get moved me. I'm killing it.
It felt like he's freestyling the verses, so I don't even understand what. But yeah, anyway,
it felt like he was off beat, like yeah, for the majority of the song. So I didn't know where he was going with it. But he may need to redo it, and I'll listen to it again. But other than that, I'm killing it.
Next up, 317, Ill or Kill. Dead.
Is that me? Okay. I agree completely with what he just said, so I'm killing it too.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Be Good, Ill or Kill.
Yo, man, I'm going to have to kill that, bro. I ain't feeling that flow, man, you feel me? Like I said, like they said, you know, it just sound like maybe he's just freestyling and couldn't catch the beat right sometimes, man. So I gotta
right.
kill it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm out on Facebook, man. I'm much love, man. I'm gonna support your ass every week, feel me?
Absolutely, I appreciate it. Stand by. 843, K Amari, Ill or Kill.
I'm gonna kill it because my head was all over the place.
Okay. All right. Well, now it's 4-3. Let me see. 8503, the other 319, 850-309. The other 850-319? 64? It pretty much ain't said nothing all night. Where my other caller? Where my other fucking callers go? The fuck? Hold on. 845. Ill or Kill.
Yes, sir.
Ill or Kill.
Of course I'm going to ill it because that's my joint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's now, here we go. Now I'm tired because, like, three people just dropped off the line. I don't even know what happened. They all dropped at the same time. Now it's freaking tied up. Hold on a second. Let me see. Did I go to everybody's line? Let's see. Shay, I did you. I did Shay. I did Dez. I don't know what the fuck. Like, three people's names, just numbers just dropped out at the fucking same moment. Okay. So, right now, it's tied. A tie is not a win. You feel me? That's the only other people that's on the line right now. Because the other 850-319-64. Can you vote one time and give me an ill or kill? Okay, I guess not. They just, I don't know what they're doing. Well, that's 4-4. You feel me? So, I don't know. It can't go past that. If I had to decide and vote, I'd kill it because it sounded like he was freestyling on something. And I was like, what was that? Like, did you freestyle some of the verses or some shit? Oh, my bad. His mic is not on.
The words, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was, I was trying to go in a different direction than everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, say some things, you know what I mean?
I know, but did you
As
freestyle
opposed
it?
To just, I wrote that, brother.
Wrote it? Okay. Yeah, because on some of the parts, it just sounded like when you got off beat, I'm like, is he freestyling on the song or nothing? Not
no,
that I got nothing
speaking,
wrong
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, most of the time, that's just the style that I use sometimes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All
I got
right.
other, you know, songs where I got an extra flow. But this song in particular was just about, you know, just saying some things, you know what I mean? Open your eyes. You know,
right.
It wasn't, you know, about no club. It wasn't about no shaking your ass this time, you know what I mean? So
that's not
went over people's head, you know?
No.
It's all good, though. It's all good.
It's not about what you were saying. It's how you said it. You feel me? It's the fact that it was offbeat. It's not about what you were saying. I understood what you were saying. I was talking about the fact that it was out of.
When people are listening to this, are they are they listening to this over their phone, or they got this on their computer, or like, are they listening to the radio?
It could be either or. Some people do it. Some people listen to the show through on their computer and got their phone right there. Some people are clearly
listening to it over the phone. They're definitely not going to hear nothing.
Uh-huh.
They never got. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm listening to myself, and if that was somebody else's song, I would have killed it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you really can't hear much over the phone. You can't get the real impact. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not. You know, trying to make up. For if this, you know, people ain't feeling the song, it's all good because I got a million of them.
Right.
But, you know, if they're not feeling it, it's all good. You know, like I said, I got a million more songs. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, it didn't get.
It's all good.
I can run it again because it got tied. So that means it can get voted on again. And I don't know where everybody just left at the end of the freaking show. That's just. I don't know. Maybe they had to go. I had like a whole. I had like when the song started playing, I had 11 people. I was overlooking. By the time I went to the 3-minute mark, I looked back. It was like 7 people, and I don't know what the hell happened to them. You know what I'm saying? That quick. All right. So, I guess we can put it up in queue. I guess I may run it again. You feel me?
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
You can send me another song.
Never on that song. I mean, I got other songs I can send. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Send me another song.
I got a million more, brother.
All right.
I'm
send
just
me another
trying
one.
To be heard.
All right. So you gonna send me another one?
Of course.
All right. Send me another one. All right. Stand by. All right, so we get ready to wrap this show up. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, but as you can see, everybody must got some shit to go get into. Right. Who knows what they're going to do? Everybody hung up at the same time because of conspiracy. But, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm not going to play another song because I'm not going to have a chance to get voted on. And I got to end the show at 10 tonight because I have to be... at an event that I'm invited out to, so I have to get out of here. All right, so I can't go over. All right, but I just want to give you guys a little bit more advice. First of all, congratulations to everybody who did get ill. All right, okay, let's see who that was tonight. That was Kay Amore. Shouts out to her. Jay Lyric, John Cody, and Section 8. Is that everywhere else? Yeah, two of those people got killed. You know what I'm saying? The Cardi Hugo got killed, and the Summer Azul joints. Those got bodies. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the ones who did get put into rotation. As you well know, if you do get more ills than kills, you get put onto the subway. K1's internet radio is on rotational show. You got to work your way in. Some of the songs I may play tomorrow, some of them I may not. It's not like I play. Next, like you start right on the next subway after that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I do mix in the new Illa Kills, the new songs into the rotation, you know, if I can, if it fits a particular way I'm set. But it won't be like a long time. Maybe it'll be within a week, maybe the next two subways, maybe not even that. I was supposed to actually do two subways this week. I was going to start the week off with a subway and then end it with one, but I was out of town on the road in Florida and I didn't get back in time to schedule and go live for the show. So that's the only reason why I didn't do two subways this week, because I had tried to commit myself to doing at least two a week. Because at this point, I have so much music, doing one subway a week, it's not going to work. There's no way I'm breaking enough songs and giving enough people rotation at this point. It was okay when I first started, but now, 6 months in, I got way too much music to do that. So that's unacceptable. So I'm going to be, like I said, still sticking to my commitment of doing it twice a week. I just was short a day this week. So, you know, on a short week, I don't want to run them back to back like that. But you guys, don't worry. We have plenty of subways and stuff going up, coming up. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the artists who sent in their music. I really appreciate you guys. Keep the show going. Keep the retweets going. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter if you're not doing that, especially if you got ill. It's like basically mandatory. So we can retweet out that your song is being played on the subway. At K100_radio. You can also follow yours truly if you want to, at Blizzum. Make sure you tell a friend and tell other artists about K100 Internet Radio, because the bigger that the show gets, the more of an impact and more power it has. And, you know, that helps you as an artist, because more people listening boosts up the numbers. And then, you know, the show matters more. It's got more bang for its buck. You know what I'm saying? And we want to keep it indie, but we can only go as big as the artists take us at the end of the day. So you guys got to take us over the top. It's kind of, you know, I can promote it all I want to, but if the artist promoted it and everybody else says K100, whatever, blah, 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 then, you know, then it gets more power, and then your song gets heard by more people. Get it? All right. So thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio for episode 285, Ill or Kill. We're getting ready to get up out of here, man. Shouts out to all the artists who got illed again. I catch you guys on the subway. I'm out of here, man.